Have you heard the old adage that those who fail to plan, plan to fail? It's true. Planning takes time, effort, and skill. There are four practical steps that can be taken when making plans for your future, whatever that may entail. Well, let's call them the four steps for setting goals and apply them to career plans. The first thing is to establish what it is you want to do. Duh. But it is critically important that you set an exact and realistic goal. It's got to be specific. If you want to get a car, what kind of car? A Lamborghini? Good luck. Not realistic. A mid-sized sedan? Okay. What brand? What year? Even what color? The more precise the goal, the better. An exact goal makes you focus. Respecting careers, choosing to be a nurse or a medic or a lab tech is easier to fulfill than hoping to get a career in healthcare. There are no programs available for healthcare, only for specific healthcare-related professions. Again, know exactly what you want. Once a specific career goal has been determined, you have to set an exact time frame in which you plan to accomplish what is reasonably necessary to fulfill your goal. Sometime or one day or later rarely happen. A specific goal to be accomplished by a specific time is more doable than a possible goal for some time. Now that you have a goal and a time frame in mind, your next step is to properly plan how you will accomplish it. That is, what do you need to do in order to get to where you want to be by the time you have determined? Call this the vehicle that you will use to get where you want to go. Again, a specific goal by a specified time with a specific plan on how this will be done is much more likely to happen than being ho-hum, apathetic, careless, or presumptuous. Remember, the world owes you nothing. You have to make it happen. Finally, the last step to effective goal setting. However, before discussing this, let me tell you that failing to take this step into consideration is the main reason people fail to realize their goals. So after having set an exact goal to be accomplished in a reasonable time, using a predetermined vehicle or manner in which to do so, determine what you are prepared to give up in order to accomplish your goal. Yep, you heard me right. Any and all things come at a cost, and usually the one who wants to accomplish something is the one who has to pay. There are very few examples of getting something for nothing. Come to think of it, even the proverbial free lunch costs somebody something. If you want to accomplish something, it's going to cost you something. Maybe money, likely time, usually effort, but certainly something. At this point in your goal setting, you have the option of demonstrating wisdom, which is to be in control of the situation, or foolishness, by letting chance decide. Let me give you another analogy to help you understand what I'm trying to say. Imagine that you have a table that is full of water bottles. There's a table over here, and there's 48 of them representing a half hour each. The table is completely full, as is everybody's 24 hours a day. No more, no less. Can you see it? A table with 48 bottles. Let's say someone has a new goal that will require an additional half hour a day. Since we are all limited to the 24 hours we have, something will have to go if we are to engage in this new half-hour-long activity each day. Now, there are two approaches to this problem. Most people will simply shove the bottle onto the existing table. When this approach is taken, what do you think happens? One bottle, sometimes two, maybe three, are going to fall off. There's only room for 48 bottles on anyone's table of time. If this is left up to chance, which ones do you think are going to fall off? Could it be that if chance is given control, it is the most important things that are removed or neglected, like our relationship with God or other important duties? How many people on their deathbed say, "I wish I'd spent more time at the office"? None. What is usually said is, "I wish I'd spent more time with my wife and children," or "I should have developed a deeper relationship with and love more for the Lord." Consider that God is not the God of chance. He is a wise God, and therefore the God of wisdom, which leaves nothing to chance. So who do you think is a God of chance? Rather than foolishly giving control of your life to chance, wisdom would dictate that you choose which bottle will be replaced on your table of time. Select which bottle or bottles, depending on the daily amount of time required to accomplish your reasonable goal within a reasonable time. Choose one or more that can be discarded without harm. A little less sleep, a little less reading, less TV, less gaming. Pick something that won't negatively affect your life, but rather improve it. That's called being in control. People should determine what they are prepared to give up in order to realize their goal, even before they begin. If you don't, it will end up costing you something you will regret having given up in the end, or more likely will prevent you from realizing your goal at all. Set an exact goal to be completed in a reasonable time using a specific vehicle, and don't forget to be willing to wisely determine what you are prepared to give up to accomplish it. Do this, and you will likely succeed more often than you fail.